한 곳 예고하고 예고하고 있고 아멘. Today we celebrate the feast of the resurrection, feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, and this is the fifth what we call tabernacle or major feast of the Armenian Church. Today we also celebrate the consecration and the opening of the church called the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, also in Armenia referred to as Supalutum, Holy Resurrection Church. And those that have been to Jerusalem and have had the fortune of going and seeing this church and worshiping there know that this church is massive. It is a huge, huge church. It is a cathedral, in a sense. And within this church, there are two very important spots. There is Christ's tomb, and also the place where Christ was crucified, Golgotha. Both are underneath this huge church. And in tradition says that in the year 335, when Constantine built this church, the patriarch at the time, Saint Makarios, came and he blessed the church, the patriarch of Jerusalem. And what he did, we have writings, diary writings, from people and pilgrims who went, and they say that the bishop took a piece of the Holy Cross, a relic of the Holy Cross, and raised it up high for everyone to see and to worship, to venerate. And this is why we have the exaltation, in Armenian, the raising of the cross. And so with this, we have many hymns associated with the cross. And in these hymns, we have lots of names for the cross. And one of those things that we remember, and one of the names that is given to the cross, is a reminder of the power and the strength that the Holy Cross has. One phrase that it says in the Armenian hymns is, "The power of your Holy Cross, O Christ, you set it up for the salvation of the world. For this, the cross, will keep us and save us from all tribulations and trials." The cross, throughout history and throughout our entire faith, has been a symbol and a weapon of strength against evil. It is a unique and miraculous thing if we think about it. Because the cross, in essence, in the very beginning, was a weapon and a tool of execution and death and punishment. And yet now, through Christ, it has become a tool of life, resurrection, salvation, strength, and changing of lives. As I said in Armenian, a true story, what I'm about to tell you. In Providence, Rhode Island, there is an old church right on I-95, Interstate 95, across from the Capitol building. And there's this old church. It used to be a Protestant church, but it was sold to a group of people, and they changed the church. Still a church, though. And it has a steeple. And on the top of the steeple, there is a cross, a neon blue cross, that they light up every night. And so one day, or one night, a man decides that he is going to commit suicide. He has no reason to live anymore. He says, "There's no reason. I'm in debt. I've lost my family." Yeah, and he lists all the reasons why he's going to commit suicide. So he goes to the top of the building, right to the roof, and he looks down right before he's going to jump. And he says, and he prays to God, and he says, "God, if there is a reason why I should live, if there's a purpose for my life in this world, give me a sign." And he's looking down. So then he raises his eyes up, and he sees in front of him this blue neon cross, shining in the darkness. And he realizes that God has given him a vision. He has given him a sign that there is hope, there is resurrection, there is life if you believe in God, he says. So he decides, he goes down from the building, and he says the next day or whenever the next Sunday is, he's going to go to that church, and he's going to tell his story to the people there. And he goes there, and he tells them, "Your cross saved me." And that church's name is St. Sahag and Mezrok Armenian Church, in Providence, Rhode Island. And so that church saved, their cross saved this man's life. We see the power of the Holy Cross in our lives, throughout history, and in this true story that we hear about the man who was going to commit suicide and saw the cross and changed his life. We hear it also throughout history. We know our history. St. Constantine, the emperor, when he is going to fight in the battle, he has a vision. And in the vision, Christ says, with this sign, you will conquer. And there's a sign of the cross. But we also forget how important the cross is in our everyday lives. Because the cross for us is everywhere. We hang it from our necks. We have tattoos of them, of the cross. We put them in our cars, in our homes. We have them on our clothing. And even the churches are shaped like crosses. But we forget how important and how truly powerful the cross is. But we also forget that each and every one of us have been imprinted with the cross on us. At our baptisms with Holy Neuron, we have the Holy Neuron made in the sign of the cross on our bodies, on our head, on our foreheads, our eyes, our nose, our ears, our mouth, our hands, our heart, our back, and our feet. All over. But we also make the sign of the cross every day. I hope and I pray this. Because this should be the very first thing we teach children, is how to make the sign of the cross. It is a profession of faith, it is a prayer, and it is also a weapon against Satan in this world. When we are baptized, we declare war on Satan and his kingdom. But we are also given a weapon at that time. Those that have seen baptisms in the Armenian church know that one of the very first things when we bring the child into the church, even before we bring the child into the church in reality, is there's a cross that is blessed and used to protect that child. And the church gives this child this blessed cross as a weapon in his or her life. At the end of Father Rock today, we are going to do a service called Antastan. Sometimes it's referred to as the blessing of the four corners of the world, right? We bless the east, the west, the north, and the south. And that's exactly what it is. It is the cross. What we do is we bless the cross, we bless the people and the land, because in tradition, what would happen, and we don't do this now, thankfully, on a hot, it's still somewhat hot today, but in the old country, you would come out of the church and go to the four sides of the village. And because the shadagans in the service are long shadagans. We speed them up. But there are long shadagans that we walk from one side of the village to the other side of the village. Blessing the four sides, but also making a sign of the cross over the entire village with the people. And so today, with the deacons, and I'm thankful that Dan Mikhail was here to come, was able to come today and join us, together we will bless all of those that are found within the church, the four corners, the four sides of the church. And we will give you blessed orehan, basil, that you can take to your homes and to your loved ones in your home. But we must remember that the cross is a weapon for us against evil. Many of us are worried, stressed,